We'll continue our worship with scripture reading.
继续崇拜，我哋有读经嘅时间。
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 46 to 50.
我选读经文系马太福音第四第十二章第四十六至五十节。
We'll first read this together in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋先用英文读，用中文读出。
Let us read this together, chapter 12, verse 46. While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside, asking to speak to him. But he replied to the man who told him, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
我们一起来读，是马太福音第十二章第四十六至五十节。耶稣还在对众人讲话的时候，他的母亲和弟弟站在外面要找他讲话。有人饶恕耶稣，你的母亲和弟弟站在外面有话要跟你说。他回答那人，就是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？他伸手指着门徒说，你看我的母亲，我的弟兄。凡是遵守我天父旨意的，就是我的弟兄姊妹和母亲了。
May God bless the reader and hearer of His word.
人祝福读经听起话语人。
The children may now dismiss for children worship.
有小朋友可以下边副堂有崇拜。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning, and his message is the family of faith.
今日陈牧师话系正道，题目系信仰的家庭。
We're starting this week a new sermon series on following Christ.
今个礼拜开始，我哋有一个新嘅讲道嘅章程，就系讲到有点样去跟随耶稣。
Many have called it more formally the call to discipleship.
传统嚟讲嘅就话呢个系个门徒嘅训练。
And I'd like to start by way of introduction by saying this: Jesus' followers.Or his disciples were those who heard his invitation to begin a new kind of life.
就话咩叫系耶稣嘅跟随者或者佢嘅门徒，就系话佢哋系有听到耶稣基督嘅呼召佢嘅邀请而跟随佢，有开始一个新嘅生活。
See that by definition is a call to discipleship, a follower of Christ. He or she receives.God's call to new life.
耶稣基督嘅佢嘅跟随者就系话佢哋听到呢个嘅信息，就系跟随佢就开始一个新嘅生命。
And what that means is you become obedient to him, you obey him, you follow him.
意思即系话佢系佢哋人系去顺服、去跟随佢嘅意思。
Or let me put it another way, the center now of this new life.Is Jesus Himself?
而呢个门徒佢哋嘅人生嘅生命当中，就系将耶稣摆喺中间。
Now why is that so?
点解佢哋咁做咧
？It's so because His disciples, His followers, have gained new life through Jesus, His person and work.
因为呢啲门徒就系话，因为透过耶稣基督佢所做嘅同佢所嘅说话，佢哋又跟随住佢呢个有个新嘅生命。
And since they heard him, they heard him, they follow him.
就呢啲门徒，因为佢哋系有听到呢个信息，而跟住去跟随佢哋。
Again, that means obeying his teachings.
意思就系话佢呢啲门徒，佢哋去明白，亦都系去顺服佢嘅教导。
They were to go into all the world to proclaim.The good news.
而之后佢哋就系去顺服，佢哋去将呢个信息去带到俾人哋。
The good news of what? Jesus coming into the world.
呢个咩嘅？佢出去要去宣扬呢个信息。呢个系咩嘅信息咧？就系话耶稣基督已经嚟到呢个世上。
And what does Jesus come for?
咁耶稣基督佢嚟呢度做乜嘢嘅咧
？He comes to save, to redeem, to restore that which was lost.
耶稣基督佢所做嘅一切就系做乜嘢咧？就系佢嚟到呢个世上去拯救、去挽回 呢个失丧嘅一个世界。
Put another way, he makes the wrong right.
意思就系话佢将呢个错嘅去扭正翻。
Our relationship, due to our sinful nature, due to our sinful selves, our relationship with God is marred. Our relationship with each other is marred.
因为我哋人与人中间嘅关系，我哋人同神嘅关系，我哋已经系败坏咗。
And by Jesus coming, he does something about it. He rescues us from the destructive nature of our sinful selves.
我哋人与人中间嘅关系，人同神嘅中间嘅关系系破坏，因为我哋当中我哋有个罪。但耶稣基督就嚟到呢个世界上，将呢个关系去扭转。
Now, with that being said, Matthew 12. By the way, all of Matthew is really called the discipleship. In Matthew 12, we learn something here about Jesus' mother and brothers, along with others, who did not understand this call to discipleship.
但就喺我当我睇个马太福音第十二章，我就睇到就话，我学习到就系话耶稣基督佢嘅妈妈同埋佢嘅弟兄同埋其他人唔明白耶稣基督嘅呼召佢哋嘅意思。
And what you see on slide one here is, again, I want to show you from the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit will work through His Word. I want to show you clearly what is happening here. Why His mother, His brothers, at this point in time, don't understand what's going on.
我想用经文去带出俾你哋知，究竟入边当中嘅说话系咩意思。
It says up there in John 7:3-5, Jesus' brothers said to him,Leave here and go to Judea, where your followers can see your miracles. They're saying basically, Jesus, go and appear on CNN. Get into the limelight because you do all these great things. Let the world see the sparkle.
咁喺个约翰福音第七章第三至五节讲就话，耶稣的弟兄对他说，他离开这里上去犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的世事。就话当时耶稣所做的一切是很奇妙，就耶稣的细佬就跟他说，你做这么奇妙的事，为什么不要出去给其他人看到呢，给其他人知道你所行的神迹呢？
He says, continuing John 7 verses 4 and 5, you can't become famous if you hide like this, says his brothers, right? If you can do such wonderful things, show yourself to the world.For even his brothers didn't believe in him.
咁喺其他嘅章节都有讲，就话佢同耶稣讲就话，就算佢哋都唔相信嘅时候，唔相信耶稣基督所做嘅系咁奇妙嘅时候，佢都叫耶稣，你做嗰啲咁奇妙嘅嘢，点解唔出去话俾人知你所做嘅一切咧？
Albert, can you hit slide 2? Thanks. Mark records.What Jesus' mother and brothers said. Same incident as in Matthew 12. What they said when they came to see Jesus, Jesus is teaching. He's teaching. And this is what they said. Again, you see it right there. Verse 21, Mark 3. When his family heard what was happening, they tried to take him away. He's out of his mind, they said.
都在第二个书卷里面都讲到，就当耶稣基督他当时 去传福音的时候，他的家人都跟他讲了一句说话，就说在马福音第三章二十一节，就说耶稣的亲属听见就出来要拉住他，因为他们 说他疯狂了。他们不明白耶稣基督他所做的事，不明白他所讲的事。
So at this time in their lives,They don't hear the call of discipleship. They don't know what it is to follow Jesus.
所以你睇到就话，当时人佢哋听到耶稣基督所讲嘅说话嘅时候，佢哋唔明白点样去跟随耶稣。
Now the Pharisees, the religious authorities in Jesus' day, when they saw Jesus doing these miraculous healings, they thought it was the power of the devil.
但系都系当时有嘅法利赛人，佢哋都系当时嘅宗教嘅领袖。他们看到耶稣基督他所讲的说话的时候，觉得他所做的事，他的神迹是很邪恶。
And the reason they thought that was because Jesus rejected the Pharisees' interpretation of the law of God.
因为为什么他们这么讲？因为就是说法利赛人觉得耶稣所对法律的看法，他们是耶稣基督是对抗当时法利赛人所怎样去解释的律法的时候。
The Pharisees added a lot to the law of God.Because they wanted to make sure people were trying to follow it outwardly.
所以法利賽人當時他們加了很多很多不同的規條，就是要人怎樣去跟隨成為一個的神的人，但是就是要人知道就說他們很多人都做不到。
So they thought Jesus was a law breaker, so how can it be of God that he's doing these miracles?
所以就去這樣說，就說耶穌基督他所說的說話就他是對抗法利賽人當時他所提倡的法律。
So at this juncture of this gospel, Matthew, there's tension. Tension between Jesus and his family. Tension between Jesus and the religious authorities. Tension between the crowd and Jesus.
所以當時看到就話耶穌基督同佢嘅家人當中亦都有一個嘅對質，亦都係耶穌基督同當時嘅法律賽人嘅人對法律嘅睇法都有個對質。
See, when Jesus calls you to follow him, he offers himself to you. He offers a personal relationship to you. Him and you.
当耶稣去呼召人去跟随他的时候，其实他是将给到人和他有一个亲密的关系。
You see, his call is not simply an alternative lifestyle.
他所讲的呼召不是说表人是有一个不同的生活的体验。
It's not a call simply to practice religion differently.
不是都他的呼召也不是说叫你去有一个特别不同的宗教 的生活。
He's not just calling people to start a new social organization, you know, to accomplish something in the world.
亦都唔係話叫人去跟隨去有一個開始一個新嘅社會嘅群體。
Discipleship to Jesus the Christ meant the beginning of a new life of intimate fellowship with the living God, the living Master of the universe, the living Savior of the world.
就跟随主耶稣，跟随神，有成为他的门徒，意思就是说要跟神有一个亲密的关系，将你的生命去更像这个神，更像这个基督。
And those who heard Jesus and followed him, they knew then what Jesus declared, that to be a disciple is to become like the Master.
而當時他的門徒都是聽到，意思就是說叫他們去明白跟隨神，意思就是說要去要他們生命更像他們的老師一樣，他們的救主。
Luke 6:40 says this: A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone when he is fully trained will be what? Like his teacher.
也都是路加福音第六章第四十节讲到就话，学生不能高过先生，凡学成了的，不过和先生一样。
You see the same in Matthew 10:24-25, English Standard Version. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. Verse 25, it is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and a servant like his master.
也都马太福音第十章第二十四至二十五节都系同样嘅差唔多嘅说话。
What does that mean? Becoming like the master.
就话我哋作为要系门成为一个门徒嘅，我哋要学习点样去像呢个嘅夫子一样。意思即系点解咧
？Well, it includes going out with the same message the master had, the same ministry the master had, the same compassion.The master had.
我哋要学习要成为一个老师一样，意思即系话我哋所讲嘅说话，要从宣讲嘅说话，要像呢个老师。我哋所要宣扬嘅，我哋嘅爱，亦都要好像我哋嘅老师一样。
Or to put it another way, it means to belong to the same family, the family of obedience, the family of faith, the family of the living God.
意思即系话我哋要同一个信心。同一个信心的家庭一样，我们有一个同一个的一样的顺服，一样的爱当中。
Girls, if you don't mind, if you could go back to Matthew 12:50, you know, back where the scripture we read, verse 50. So again, I want you to see it for yourself. Verse 50 says, For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
佢哋马太福音第十二章第五十节都讲话：凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姊妹和母亲了。
Again, we exercise the same servanthood as Jesus does, and we experience suffering as Jesus did.
我哋要同基督一样，我哋一齐嘅有呢、这个学习点样去有受苦，亦都系有一齐点样去有呢个嘅信心。
Now Jesus lived in a patriarchal culture.In which family And your identity with that family was everything.
当时耶稣基督他活着一个那时的文化当中，也都是对家庭里面看到是很重要的。
Okay, that's an important understanding to understand the text.
这件事很重要，我们要去明白家庭观念的重要。
And Jesus in Matthew 12 has the audacity, the boldness to say, even if your family rejects you, like mine has rejected me now, you can be in my family.
耶稣基督当时都好勇敢同佢讲咗话，如果就算你家庭去对抗你唔要你嘅时候，你可以成为我嘅家庭当中。
He says, being in my family gives you an unconditional love so powerful, you can take even a rejection like being rejected from your blood family.
意思即系话，就算佢话喺我入边当中系好大，大到就算话。若然你的家庭，你自己的家庭去对抗你，不要你的时候，你可以在我的家庭当中得到一个无穷的爱。
How would you feel if your mother, your brother said, you're out of your mind? They come over and you're teaching in public and you say, you're out of your mind. How would you feel?
若然你的父母，你的亲人跟你说，你是不是傻了？你会怎样感受呢？
You'd be crushed. Especially if you're from a patriarchal culture.
若然你是一个中过住一个其实是很传统的文化当中，若然有父母跟你说，你是不是傻了？你这样想，你会怎样感受呢？
They say, you're crazy. What are you talking about? You're crazy what you're doing.
若然你的亲人跟你说，你是不是傻的？你做这样的事，你讲这样的事。
And by the way, that happens if you're a Christian, right? Your family, if they're non-believers, they don't understand. Why you gotta go to church every Sunday? What are you, crazy?
你都可能话你家人会好似同你讲就话你咪傻噶？星期日你用你嘅时间去教会去做呢啲咁嘅嘢
，similar right？
系咪好似咧
？Jesus says your identity now. If you heard my call, you're following me. Your identity is complete in me, Jesus.
但系耶稣基督就同佢哋讲就话，若然你系跟随佢嘅时候，你个 identity， 你个身份就系同我一样，你就同我一齐。
You know, most of you, as I look out here, you know better than I about traditional cultural values.
我在当中，我哋都好能够明白呢个家庭嘅观念嘅重要。
Because you grew up in a traditional culture.
咁我哋每个人都系我哋生活当中系都围绕住呢个嘅家庭观念好重要嘅生命当中去成长。
You know.What traditional cultural values say to you?
我明白就话传统文化对我哋嚟讲，家庭嘅重要性系乜嘢意思
？Get your identity, get your satisfaction in life from what? Living and building your family.
我哋传统文化系教导我哋话，我哋点样去建立我哋嘅身份，我哋嘅形象，就话要喺我哋家庭当中去建立开始。
Life is about being a father, mother.Son or daughter, husband or wife.
传统文化教导我哋点样成为一个好嘅丈夫，一个好嘅妻子，或者一个好嘅弟兄喺家庭当中点样成为一个好嘅身份。
They say that's where you belong. That's where you get your identity. That's where you get your security. That's life.
你嘅生命、你嘅观念、你个成长、你个象征就喺边度咧？就从你嘅家庭当中开始。
You won't get it in religion. You won't get it at work. You won't get it in achievement. You won't get it in performance.
我人当中的成就不会在你的外面去找到，不是在你的工作上或者其他事上找到，我们的成功感是要从家庭当中去找到。
So stay close and nearby the family.
所以我们要去抓紧我们的家庭。
That's traditional family values, right?
这个就是我们传统的家庭的观念。
Now certainly God is high regard, don't get me wrong. The Bible clearly states Jesus, God has high regard for the family.
但都唔好误错意，就话神都系讲到我哋家庭系好重要。
But he also states very clearly, like every other created thing, family values let you down. They let you down.
但系都好，事实都好清楚讲，就话我哋都要明白，就话其实家庭当中亦都可能会令到我哋有一个失望。
These traditional family cultural values can't complete you. They cannot.
因为传统家庭嘅观念唔能够去完全我哋。
They leave you short, short of grasping for something.
传统嘅家庭观念可以令到我哋有我哋生命当中有一个失望。
These family traditional values can't deliver. They can't measure up to what you desire, what you need from them.
傳統的家庭的生活, 傳統家庭的觀念, 不能夠去完全滿足我們人的生命。
You're human beings, you know that. You ought to live long to know parents let you down. Children go astray.
為什麼意思呢?意思就是說,我們都好,其實好像我們當我們看我們生命當中的時候,我們看到就說,父母可能會是很激氣,而女兒可能會是不聽話。
Marriages, 50% in the Western world, including people from traditional culture, and in divorce.
也都在西方的文化当中,50%的夫妇也都可能会有一个离婚。
And the expectations of traditional family culture add to your misery.
也都在传统的文化当中,一个传统的家庭里面,对子女的成就的看法,也都是很重要,令到我们更加的去觉得有压力,压迫感。
Because you need parental love. You need honor and respect of your children. You need this, your spouse to love you and sacrifice for you. You need those things.
我们每个人都希望我们的配偶去爱我们，或者我们想我们有子女的去尊重我们自己。
And all of us family members can't deliver. We cannot deliver that consistently. Cannot.
但你都明白,你看到,你都感受过,这些事不是每一天都是发生这样,你都可能会令到你有沮丧。
No one loves us the way we need to be loved. No one!
没有一个人令到我们是按我们想的方法去爱其他人。
And sadly to say, more so than not, there's a lot more pain, a lot more hurt in relationships within. Within the family.
So, actually, when we
don't misunderstand what God is saying. God loves the family, but He also understands its weaknesses and its limits.
So, because
the family is precious, because it's foundational for society, right? When the family crumbles, society crumbles.
社会,这个家庭是很重要,因为社会是从这个家庭当中去建立,如果家庭是破坏的时候,社会都是会有破裂。
And we know God loves the family because faith is passed on, generation. After generation, it's passed on through the family.
家庭当中是很重要,因为为什么?因为每一代的人的信心都是从家庭当中带下去。
But don't miss what God is saying. The family's broken. It's broken because we live in a broken world.
但耶稣基督他说,这个家庭当中是有破裂,为什么有破裂? 因为就是有罪的当中。
And according to the Bible, and it's not what I'm saying. According to the Bible, sin poisons every aspect of your family life.
大家都明白,在圣经里面是讲解到,当罪介入在社会时,罪就破坏了人的家庭。
God called on Adam, remember? After he fell, after he sinned.
大家记不记得,就是当亚当犯罪之后,神去叫亚当。
In one short phrase, Adam manages to blame both his wife and God for the problem.
当亚当犯罪的时候,亚当所说的话是什么?就很快地将他所做错的事,将他的责任推卸。
And it's all downhill from there, right? The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.
Genesis 3:12.
So that initial harmony and affection between Adam and his wife Eve gave way to what? Struggle for dominance.
所以就从最先的亚当和亚娃他们当中有一个爱,这个亲爱的时候,就因为罪的介入,变成一个对地位当中有不同看法。
And that's played out in every family household. from generation after generation after generation.
這就是罪的介入,從亞當夏娃之後, 每一個家庭, 每一代的, 就開始繼續有這個問題。
Right, if those of you are familiar with the narrative of Genesis, Genesis 3, as God describes the curse due to sin, he tells the woman, Genesis 3:16, your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
在創世記第3章16節說的話, 同女人說,你必戀慕你丈夫,你丈夫必管轄你。
You know what that means?
意思是甚麼呢?
It doesn't mean that the wife is going to have a longing affection all the time for the husband. That doesn't mean that.
意思不是說丈夫和太太永遠都是很愛著丈夫。
It means you will struggle for dominance, for control. You will struggle, husband and wife.
意思就是說男和女當中,他們會爭權,想管轄對方。
Right, the woman will desire to control her husband, but her desire to control will be thwarted because he will rule over you.
聖經就說,女人可能會想管轄她的丈夫,但她所做的,想去做,她做不到,為什麼?因為神都要戒命她們,就說女人是要戀愛她的丈夫,也都是要給她的丈夫管轄。
So you see the downward slide in the narrative? Adam and Eve go from what? Love and cherish? To rule and dominate.
所以看就說,當亞當和夏娃,他們當中從一個愛的關係,而成為當中因為罪的介入,他們有想互相管轄的關係。
Wives want a lover, but get a lord, a master.
妻子想有一個愛他們的人,但得到一個管轄他們的人。
Husbands want a caretaker, but they get criticism, scolding.
丈夫想有一個愛他的妻子,但可能會得到經常的對罵。
And I haven't mentioned about children yet.
我還沒說家庭當中有小孩子的問題。
Because the blessing of children becomes the pain of childbirth.
小朋友應該是一個家庭當中的祝福,但是當懷孕當中的時候有一個痛苦。
And that's also spelled out in Genesis
3:16.
And of course, you moms out there and dads know about the pain.
我們作為父母的,我們都明白,生產這個子女是一個痛楚。
Because he's not just talking about the physical pain of birth, it progresses, right? To the pain of weeping infants at night, to no, 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 to the toddler.
對小朋友當中,家庭當中有小朋友是一個痛楚,我們知道從身體當中,生產是一個痛楚,也都有成長的小朋友,嬰兒有哭的,我們都會覺得有煩躁。
And you know very well, it doesn't stop there, demanding children, demanding school-age children.
就算是這個BB都不是一個就是這麼簡單,他們的成長,他們會有一個想要的東西,要的東西,他們成長當中,也都是我們生命當中,成為家庭當中的一個掙扎。
And slouching teenagers.
也都是有些不聽話的小朋友當中,我們都在生命當中有一個麻煩。
And you get the strife. You get the picture, right? Sibling rivalry. Mars the family from the beginning.
所以我們說的就是說,家庭當中有一個子女的爭拗,是在我們生命當中很平常。
We see many of the case studies, right? In Genesis, of the dysfunctional family. Many of them.
就算我們看舊約當中,我們看到這個創世記當中,也都有很多不同的例子。
Right? Cain is first jealous of his brother Abel.
那個人很嫉妒他的弟弟,阿伯。You
moms and dads out there, you know about the sibling rivalry, right? You know firsthand, right? What the war is about.
我作為父母的,我都知道子女當中,阿哥、弟弟怎樣的不喜歡對方。
And Cain murders his brother, disavows him.
我們都看到阿哥人如何跟阿伯的競爭,然後如何殺了他。
And then has the boldness to say to God, am I my brother's keeper?
佢都係神都同佢說話嘅時候，佢都夠膽講就話，唔通我要成日去，唔通我係應該係睇住我個弟兄咩？
Of course, sibling murder is rare, and we could be thankful for that.
咁啊，聖經當中啊，當然嘅弟兄當中呢個嘅謀殺係好少。
But you and I know, having children, the struggle, or being a child, the struggle for dominance between Jacob and Esau, the jealousy between Joseph and his brothers.
你都睇到就话，我作为我父母嘅，睇到就话子女系弟兄姊妹点样嘅互相嘅去争执，去争竞争，想有边个系揸权，亦都喺旧约当中，你睇到唔同嘅例子，好似有啊雅各同埋以扫，亦都系有约瑟同埋佢个细佬。
There's no better picture than Jesus' parable of the prodigal son.
亦都系耶稣基督，佢都用个失散儿子嘅。比喻
He wants you to see the tension there, right? Between the prodigal, the son who took the family wealth and ran off and was licentious, with the dutiful older brother stayed at home and was resentful of the prodigal.
亦都系我哋睇到呢个新约当中，耶稣基督佢用一个嘅失丧嘅儿子嘅比喻都讲到，就话一个弟兄将佢嘅家庭嘅产业都系攞走咗出去开心，亦都系有自己嘅生活，而自己嘅弟兄就留喺另一个弟兄就留喺家中，就好唔开心。点解个弟兄能够咁样做
？That's why it's very important to read the Bible. It tells you about reality. It tells you what's going on.
所以我哋好重要嘅去睇圣经，因为圣经去讲解到我哋点样去面对我哋家庭当中嘅争执。
And sadly to say, the family is a flawed institution because of sin.
就系因为我哋点样学习，就系话圣经度讲解就系话家庭当中因为罪嘅缘故系有破裂。
But there's hope, right? In the final image of the family in Genesis.We see a glimmer of hope, right?
但最有盼望就是说在一个创世纪当中最后的就给到我们有一个盼望。
Because the first example is Noah's family, right? Noah's family is saved by God.
而当中就是说最后的话就是说罗亚这个家庭当中是给到神去拯救。
His whole family is saved from the flood.
佢全个罗亚，佢呢个全个家庭系神去拯救佢哋从呢个嘅洪水。
See back then, family meant whole clan or household, right? Not the nuclear family, as we know might know today. It meant, you know, Noah's sons had wives and they had children. They all came onto the ark.
罗亚嘅家庭就系话佢嘅罗亚佢自己嘅家庭，佢嘅子女，佢子女嘅丈夫妻子一齐。
And it was the ray of hope, right?With all the dysfunctional families listed and told about in Genesis, the glimmer of hope is Noah, right? It starts with Noah, saving grace, right? The whole family unit saved.
神嘅呢个嘅盼望就俾到罗亚佢呢个全个嘅家庭，就令到佢哋能够从呢个洪水当中得到拯救。
As God establishes a covenant with them.For all generations to come,
就从一个罗亚嘅家庭之后开始，就系神去同人有一个嘅盟约。
So we can be thankful that God put human beings in families, right?
所以我哋真系好感谢神对皮神对呢个嘅罗亚嘅家庭有一个嘅嘅违约。
Because God uses the family as a channel through which He deals with us.
是神就系透过罗亚呢个家庭，就系透过呢个家庭去拯救之后嘅后代。
You know that you don't have to be married for long to know that your spouse, out of survival, has to speak up and say, "You do this that annoy me."
咁有时我哋都好明白，就系话我喺个家庭当中，妻子同丈夫，妻子或者可能会互相嘅去有对骂。
But it's a sharpening effect to forgive, right? And to know about what mercy is as we live together in the family.
但系当我哋家庭当中，虽然我哋有一个争执，有一个拗叫，但我哋都能够去当中去学习点样互相嘅去原谅对方，去了解。
You see, the family projects two images in the Bible very clearly. Two images.
咁圣经入边当中好清楚嘅讲解到，就话家庭当中系有两个嘅形象。
One is of course the image of disappointment and struggle, right?
一方面就是家庭充满着一个争执、失望。
But also, very clearly, the second image is about hope and blessing. Hope and blessing for the family.
而另一个形象就是家庭代表了一个盼望和祝福。
So at, on the one hand, the family in Genesis is an image of security and protection. But on the other hand, it's of conflict and victimization.
也就是说在创世纪当中的家庭里面讲解就是说一方面讲到家庭当中是充满了一个保护和一个安全另一方面讲解就是说家庭当中是充满了一个争拗也都是有危险
and the good news is you can trace the dominant theme of reconciliation and harmony throughout the Bible.
但我都很开心我们看到就是说圣经里面讲的就是说神怎样在家庭当中里面有和谐也都是有一个和解。
For example, one of the minor prophets, Malachi 4:6 provides a very evocative, suggestive image. It says the Messiah, God the Son, will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers.
也都在马拉基书第四章六节讲就是说神就跟人讲就是说父亲的心会转向他们的儿子而儿子的心都会转向他们的父亲。
You see, the norm of the family discord and the fragmentation that was listed for us and described for us in the Old Testament, now there's glimmers of hope that there's restoration and rescue for the family.
所以看到就是说在旧约当中从开始来讲就是说家庭当中有很多的挣扎很多的争拗很多的争竞但是最后的是有一个盼望就是一个盼望的就是他们的心会回转去爱对方。
The second dominant image of the family is order. There's a family structure, right? In the New Testament, especially in Ephesians 5 and 6 and Colossians 3, right?
也都是第二个形象讲的就是说家庭当中是有一个系统性的。
There are household codes of duties, right? For each of us.
在家庭当中每一个人都有一个责任。
And they define the interdependency, right? And the complementary roles and the obligations of each family member.
我看到就是说家庭当中每一个人都有自己的岗位，怎样互相去帮助家庭当中每一位的成员。
And these are well known if you've been a Christian for long, right? The husband, father as the head who loves his wife and children.
我们都成为结婚的人，我们都会看到就是说，圣经讲解到。 丈夫的是家庭的头，怎样去照顾、去爱他们的儿女、他们的妻子。
Only have time to highlight this. The wife who submits to the headship of the husband, father, and respects him.
也都是做妻子的要怎样去顺服他们的丈夫，怎样去爱他们的丈夫。
And then there's the picture of children who obey parental authority.
也是说，就是做儿女的怎样应该去尊敬他们的父亲、父母。
And then the image of parents who train their children in the fear of God. And without exasperating them.
也都是做父亲的，怎样去教导他们的儿女，也都不会令到他们有这个怒气。
And a third image, slide 8 please, a third image of the redeemed family is about caring for one another and compassion for family members.
而这个有得救到的家庭，就是会见到就是有充满着一个关心，这个爱。
And Jesus and Paul have strong words for those who don't care for their families.
耶稣基督和保罗都会在圣经里面讲解就是说，如果你不去关心你们的家庭的时候，你们会有什么事发生。
Okay, let me just give you one sample because I got to move on. Paul in 1 Timothy 5, 4 and 8, he says, if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than a non-believer.
在First Timothy的开始第五章就说，如果你们不去爱你们的邻舍，特别是你们的亲人的时候，你们去比你们美信的人更加的信心更加差。
But I hope you understand Jesus' main point here.
我希望大家能够明白耶稣基督所讲的说话。
He's saying even if your family was ideal, it would still not fulfill you. It would still not fulfill your individual needs.
耶稣刚才所讲的说话就是说，就算你的家庭是这么完美的当中，也都不能够去完全的去给到我们每个人完全的需要。
Right, no matter how good your marriage is, Your spouse cannot carry the load for all your social needs. He or she was not meant to do that.
就算我哋譬如话丈夫妻子嘅关系当中，无论系几咁完美当中，当中嘅时候，我哋作为妻子嘅都唔能够完全嘅去供给俾你，或者做丈夫嘅唔能够完全嘅去保护你。
Our children are a blessing, are a joy, but they're not meant to be all your life.
作儿女嘅系家庭当中一个祝福，但系子女唔系完全系家庭当中嘅中心。
And God is saying we don't hope in a family, but we hope in the God who redeems families.
我哋系需要有神去拯救我哋嘅家庭。
And Jesus redeems because we need redemption.
神去拯救我们每个人的家庭，因为我们需要这个拯救。
And so we should support the family and strengthen the family.
所以每个人需要去支持我们的家庭，需要去坚固我们的家庭。
But again, traditional family values fall short. Fall short of completing you.
但大家就记住，就是说传统的家庭的观念不能够完全的去供给给我们，完全我们的生命。
You can't order your life, spend all your life surrounding just the family.
You cannot.
Because you'll slip into finding, thinking that your identity is with the family. And it was not meant to be to deliver you in that way.
家庭不是神所设立的家庭，不是这样的意思。
You know, traditional cultures, what do they do to get people in line in society? What do traditional cultures do?
传统的家庭如何教导我们人如何面对社会?
You know, they shame you, right? The shame aspect, to get people in line, to get people to behave better, or to do things better in society, they shame you, right?
咁我作为传统嘅家庭咧，点样去教导我哋下一代，就可能会系教导我下一代。如果你如果你唔系咁样做咧，人哋会睇低你噶啦，咁样我哋要咧就要做好啲啊，所以。
And what do non-traditional cultures do to you?
但如果唔传统嘅家庭嘅观念，点样去教导下一代嘅咧
？They bombard you the other way, right? They say live the way you want, flee from trouble, get a divorce, leave the family behind.
现在唔传统嘅西方，可能西方嘅教育点样咧，就系话哦，你想你点做就点做啦，有你嘅意思去做。
You know what the Bible says about human families, as great as they can be, they're not your home. That's the bottom line. They're not your home because your heart needs something more.
圣经就讲啦，就话人嘅家庭唔系你嘅人嘅中心。The
love you need has to come from the outside the family.
人嘅中心系需要从外边有一个另外嘅外来去成，让我哋成全。Because
you're not going to be able to forgive in your own strength. You're not going to be able to forgive with all the tarnish and all the flawness of the family. You're not going to be able to really forgive. Apart from some intervention from the outside.
因为我在家庭当中，入边当中有一个嘅分裂，有一个嘅增进，我哋唔能够完全嘅去学习点样去互相嘅去饶恕对方。
You're never going to resolve your family problems by just saying, let's grin and bear it. Let's just try better. Let's in some way include God with that, but let's just try our best.
我哋唔能够话靠我自己嘅能力，就话我尽力去饶恕对方，我其实系做唔到。
And you could say all you want, I'm not going to let it do this to me. I'm not going to let it do this to me. It's not going to help.
我哋唔能够靠住我哋自己嘅能力去饶恕别人。
Because it's Jesus who on the cross lost his heavenly father. So that you could have a heavenly father.
耶稣基督他自己在十架上，他自己都是被父亲去遗弃，然后我们才能够得到这个拯救。
See, that person that was outside has to come in. That person is Jesus, right? He has to come in and be the center the centerpiece of the family.
我们人需要一个外在的能力，就是我们需要一个外在的，我们需要一个神去介入我们的生命当中，去帮助我们。
Maybe this might help to bring this home. In the New Testament, you never see Jesus ever referring to God as anything except Father. He always says Father, my Father, Abba Father, I thank you Father. Every time Jesus praises Father.
当我新日当中，我睇到耶稣基督佢点样去叫神，佢永远都系叫父亲，父亲，阿爸父，我的父亲，我多谢你父亲。 每一样嘢都系讲系呢个父。
One time，
唯有一次佢冇咁叫。
On the cross，
就喺个十字架上。
He doesn't cry out Father, Father。
佢喺十字架上佢冇叫天父天父。
He says, My God, My God, why have you forsaken me？
唯有一次嘅系冇叫呢个天父，就系话佢喺十字架上佢被钉嘅时候，佢话我神我神，为你为弃放弃我。
So why？ Why the change？ Every other incident that of recording in the Bible of Jesus praying, it's Father. And he's praying on the cross, right? Why is he changed? Why the difference? My God, why not Father, Father?
每一次他祈祷的时候都是用天父天父, 为什么唯有这一次在十架上, 他向神讲的时候, 祈祷的时候, 他叫神我神呢?
Here, you know why? Because deep down in your heart and in my heart, I know I don't live up. I don't live up to my family duties and obligations. I fall short. I don't live up.
我们知道到最终的时候，我们明白，我们人自己不能够去达到我们家庭当中我们所要的一个身份。
I'm not the son I should be. I'm not the spouse I should be. I'm not the father I should be. You know that.
我们知道我们自己其实不能够成为我们应该要作为丈夫的应该有的身份，点样的丈夫，我们做不到，我们应该是怎样的弟兄的弟兄。
We fall short, we fail to be the person we ought to be to our families.
我们做不到我们家庭最终观念我们应该做的身份。
And deep down that gnaws at us. It disturbs us.
因为我们其实做不到我们应该要做的身份在家庭当中，所以其实是对我们想清楚的时候，其实对我们很烦躁。We
fail to give them the love they need. We fail.
我们给不出我们应该要给出的一个爱。If
you're a parent, you don't instruct children to do right perfectly. You don't.
我们做不到我们所应该要做的。And
children, you don't honor your parents consistently as you ought to.
我们作为父亲的，我们有时都不知道怎样去教这个小朋友，或者小朋友也都不知道怎样去爱我们的父亲。
And you know what we do to deal with it? We just shrug it off and say, I'll do better. You know, just sweep it under the rug. Just do better.
当我们很犯错，我们不知道怎样做的时候，我们就会放弃。
But things don't get better, right?
但是当我们放弃的时候，其实当中人的关系不会有好转。
That's why you need to know. I need to rest in the fact that Jesus lost his sonship so that you could have a sonship.
就是说当耶稣基督临死的时候，他自己去放弃他与神天父的关系，好叫我们人能够得到人与神天父的关系。
You know, on the cross, Jesus was abandoned, right? Abandoned completely. He was homeless on the cross.
当在耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，他成为一个 无家庭的神，他自己放弃了与人与神的关系。
That's why Jesus, earlier in Matthew 8:20 says, Foxes have holes, birds have their nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head.
他都说到狐狸都有个家庭，雀仔都有个巢，但是神的儿子他没有一个家。
But why does Jesus lose his home?
为什么耶稣基督他失去了一个家庭？
So that you can have a true home.
因为他自己去放弃这个家，令到人跟随他的人能够得到一个真正的家庭。
And he lost his father so that you could have a true father.
他放弃他自己的天父，好叫我们人能够得到一个天父。
And he pays for our faultiness in our parenting, in our being a spouse, in being a son or daughter.
就是耶稣基督他放弃，他就是去pay上这个代价。
You see, you have to see what Jesus did for you.
Because
that's the only way your family is going to be healed.
And
that's why the demand that Jesus has for Christians to love him above everything else makes sense.
所以耶稣基督给人有一个规条，就是说人要需要去爱神多过所有的东西。
Because as we give him the allegiance he deserves, we receive his love, right?
就是说因为当我们去爱神的时候，我们就能够得到神给我们的一切的东西。Because
his love comes in, right? His love comes in because we now say, yes, I will follow you.
当我们去跟随神的时候，跟随神的时候，神的爱就会给到我们。
Or to put another way, he completes us so that we can forgive.
意思就是说，人就是得到神的，给我们有能够完全。
And be a better family.
所以我们才能够成为一个更加好，在生命当中更加好。
So the obvious question that Jesus has for you today is this: do you belong? Do you belong to Jesus' family?
所以今天早上的题目就是说，你是不是成为神入家庭当中一份子呢？
Because as verse 49 and 50 in our text makes clearly, it's not those who are born into his natural family. Jesus makes it perfectly clear, right? Who are those in his family?
耶稣基督讲得很清楚，就说其实哪一个是我
It's those who deny themselves, pick up their cross, and follow him.
他说就是哪一个才是去真正的弟兄姊妹呢？就说是跟随天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姊妹，我的人。
Because I'll close with this. If you could go back to verses 49 and 50 in our scripture reading, Matthew 12, Jesus is pointing to his disciples, right? After his parents have said, and his brothers say, are you crazy, right? As Mark points out. Matthew doesn't, but Mark does. And then pointing to all the people that are following him, that he's teaching, he's saying, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
所以在当时耶稣基督他在会堂的时候，就是他的妈妈、他的弟兄跟他说，说你在做什么？你是不是傻的？耶稣基督怎么回答？就是说，哪一个才是我真正的家人呢？就是凡遵守天父旨意的人，他们就是我的弟兄、我的母亲。
And what is the will of the Father?
天父的旨意是什么意思呢？
It's that you might repent and believe that Jesus is King, Lord of your life and Savior for your soul.
因为天父的旨意是什么意思？就是说我们去就是要去悔改，我们要相信主耶稣基督，神就是我们的救主。
So are you hearing his call?
你今天早上有没有听到这个信息呢？
Or are you just continuing on, forgetting about it?
但是你继续的，没理会到这个呼召呢？
Committing to Jesus is the way, the truth and the life.
我们需要去纠正我们的生命，我们要去跟从耶稣基督。
It's the way to save your family.
这唯一的方法，我们才能够拯救我们的家人。
We thank you, Father, for your word.
亲爱的主，感谢你的话语。
And Lord, we pray that your word would do its work and penetrate our hard hearts.
求你的话语去穿过我们的心。
That it would convict us to the fact that we don't put you first in our families or in our lives.
求你用你的话语去纠正我们的生命，用我们知道就是说我们没有将你放在我们的第一位。
And so, Father, to have better lives and better families, we need to commit to you.
所以我们需要有一个更加好的家庭，更加好的生命，我们需要的去委身去你当中。
We need to know firsthand of your love.
让我们能够感受到第一手你给我们的爱。
And that would enable us to pass that love on to our families.
我叫我们能够将这个爱去带给我们下一代。
Lord, help us to follow the Lord Jesus today.
主啊，求你今天早上教导我们怎么去跟随耶稣基督。
We ask that in his name, amen.
我们祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。